It's the perfect storm for wildfires, flames breaking out amid warm, gusty, and parched conditions.
So I knew that I could just jump over the fence and just try to knock it out with my bag.
Our cameras catch someone taking matters into their own hands as the weather forces East Bay firefighters to change their plans.
The elevated fire threat is going to continue tonight and tomorrow. I'm tracking how long the dry and breezy conditions are going to be with us in the first alert forecast.
He's a beautiful man. He don't hurt nobody. He's my best friend.
A father and well-known restaurant owner killed in front of his own son, leaving an East Bay community reeling. The clues that could lead police to the gunman.
And later, why staffers at one local shelter don't want this dog to reach a fast-approaching milestone.
She is energetic. She loves to play with her toys.
I've never met another dog like her.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, taking a live look at the Kirkina Strait, where a spot fire is fizzling out right now. Gusty winds are kicking up that fire danger, and it could get even worse. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. We're just a few hours away from a wind advisory. The gusty winds now expected to kick up even more all across a large portion of the Bay Area.
We've already seen a few fires flare up this afternoon. The San Jose fire crews were busy putting out three different spot fires. One broke out at Kelly Park near the Happy Hollow Zoo. Another fire burned near a park and school by McKee Road. And this fire broke out by Almaden Lake Drive. And in Vallejo, crews are mopping up a small brush fire in River Park on Wilson Avenue. That's across the street from the old Coast Guard building.
First alert meteorologist Paul Hagan has been tracking the wind speed. So the big question, what can we expect this evening?
The winds are going to get even stronger and the humidity isn't going to go up a whole lot even once the sun goes down. That's the usual trend that we expect, but it's not going to happen tonight. This is our fire weather tracker. Every one of the circles on the map is a different observation point around the Bay Area and across the entire state. They turn different colors whenever we get a specific set of conditions. They turn red whenever we have red flag conditions. We don't have any of the observation points around the Bay Area in red flag conditions right now. We do have several through the Sacramento Valley, and that's where the greatest fire threat is going to remain over the next 24 hours. All the yellow circles, though, those are the spots that are flirting close to red flag conditions. We do have a red flag warning that's in effect for Solano County through 8 o'clock tomorrow. While the most dangerous conditions are going to be through the Central Valley, Solano County is the part of the Bay Area that's going to have the greatest overlap of gusty winds and low humidities. But we're going to have windy conditions across much of the Bay Area. Wind advisory goes into effect at 11 o'clock this evening for inland hills of the North Bay and basically everywhere east of the Oakland Hills in the East Bay. 20 to 30 mile an hour sustained winds, some gusts up to 50 miles an hour above 1,000 feet in elevation. It's not going to be that breezy in the valleys, but still windy conditions to go along with the warm, dry weather. It's not what we want to see, even with fire fuels running close to average moisture for this time of year. We'll take a look at the hour-by-hour conditions coming up in the full forecast.
And those gusty winds are posing fire threats in those dry, grassy hills.
As Andrea Barber reports, the red flag conditions caused fire crews to cancel training sessions.
Well, today is May 19th, but fire crews tell me the grasses here in Contra Costa County are already so dry and cured, it may as well be midsummer.
This is what firefighters in Contra Costa County should be doing today, using drip torches to cut fire breaks near I-80 and the Phillips 66 refinery. Instead, they're training in Concord. Red flag conditions in nearby Solano County and low humidities in Contra Costa put a pause on training and fire break operations through the weekend.
We wanted to make sure we kept our crews ready and in service, and it's so hot today that we just felt it was in the best interest to call that training off, make sure they're prepared and ready to go if we get any type of vegetation fire today.
The concern is real. Already in 2022, Con Fire has seen a 25% increase in the vegetation fires they put out.
Just jumped over the fence and started stepping on the fire.
Our camera caught a DoorDash driver trying to stamp out a small fire in Pleasant Hill with his delivery bag this afternoon.
Well, firefighter's here now. It wasn't real big, so I knew that I could just jump over the fence and just try to knock it out with my bag, you know, but I'm glad the firefighter's here now.
With concerning conditions already upon us this May, firefighters do have one very important request for days like today. Do not clear the tall, dry grass until temperatures drop and winds settle.
Red flag days are not the days to be going out there with mechanical equipment because they can create sparks.
In Martinez, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Starting Monday, CAL FIRE will be suspending burn permits for areas within its jurisdiction across five counties, including Napa and Solano. And the red flag conditions prompted the city of Fairfield to close four of its parks. They will reopen on Saturday.
Tonight, loved ones are mourning the death of a beloved Oakland restaurant owner. He was shot and killed in front of his own son. KPXY's Kenny Choi spoke with his heartbroken friends and family.
Holding back tears, Jose Ortiz is struggling to accept the harsh reality that one of his best friends, he calls a son, was brutally shot and left to die on a sidewalk.
That was hard for me. Very hard.
Bullet holes in a nearby car, a haunting reminder of a homicide epidemic, and another shooting death on the streets of this Fruitvale neighborhood.
We need to pull criminal back in jail.
Ortiz stood next to Juna Nabo's son, Kaya, who collapsed to his knees at Highland Hospital early this morning, as doctors told them the 39-year-old father of one did not make it.
He's had everything. He's had everything.
He heard the shot, and then he ran and hide in the garbage can.
Ortiz could only embrace the 11-year-old boy, whispering, "Daddy's gone, but I'm here."
He can say, he said, "But why my dad? He's a beautiful man. He don't hurt nobody. He's my best friend. You took my best friend, and that thing break my heart."
He's my life partner. We had a lot of plans together, and he had a lot of plans.
Anapa's girlfriend shed tears in front of a growing memorial as friends and community leaders came to remember a person who organized fundraisers, donated Filipino food, and brought people together time after time in front of his restaurant, Lucky 37.
And I rushed here, and then I seen him laying on the ground, and I laid right by his side until the ambulance came.
He was everything to us, yeah? He was a community guy. He was this kind of guy that could improve this community, and he was doing that.
Close friends say there are multiple surveillance videos from these cameras Oakland police have already obtained that show the shooting and at least one gunman. In East Oakland, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
The CHP is looking for leads after a freeway shooting and crash that left two dead in the East Bay. It happened on eastbound 580 near the Seminary Avenue off-ramp in Oakland last night. The CHP says someone opened fire on a Nissan, which then rolled over and crashed on the off-ramp. Three of the four people inside the car were hit by gunfire. Two of the occupants died. The other two are hospitalized. No word on a suspect or motive.
California is set to open nearly 150 new COVID test-to-treat sites. Those sites will provide testing, treatment for the virus, and a health consultation all at the same location in one visit. Insurance coverage will not be required. Sites are expected to open over the next couple of weeks. And a new study finds that unvaccinated people infected with the Omicron variant have very little immunity against other variants. The research found that the Omicron strain only creates a weak immune response. And those who are not vaccinated against the virus do not have broad protection against other strains.
The South Bay is about to lose a pair of Sprouts grocery stores. The grocer told the Mercury News the stores in the Fremont Plaza Shopping Center and World Savings Plaza in Mountain View will be shut down on June 3rd.
Tonight, the leader of an anti-abortion rights group is facing charges. He's accused of stalking and threatening a San Francisco doctor who performs abortions. The district attorney says Aaron Jonathan Hurley and the group allegedly snuck into San Francisco General, damaged a bronze statue with fake blood and stickers. The DA also says the group targeted the doctor's home and placed threatening flyers throughout the neighborhood.
We have a message that is simple and it is clear. We will protect medical providers. We will protect the rights of patients to seek medical services that have to do with their reproductive health. We will not tolerate this kind of behavior. We will not tolerate it in San Francisco.
New at 7, the travel industry finally making a resurgence after a horrendous past 2 years, all because of COVID. According to SF Travel, April was the most successful month for San Francisco hotels as they recorded a 67% hotel occupancy rate, the highest it's been since the pre-pandemic era. And earlier today, the renowned Park 55 reopened their doors for the first time in 2 years. A good sign of things to come for business owners.
We're so happy. It, business is returning, and we're grateful.
Business travel is a really important sector for San Francisco. It generates about 30% of all of our travel and tourism to San Francisco.
So I hope that will bring in more regular customers, get our name out there more, so that we can be a destination spot for San Francisco travelers.
Hotel demand was up 118% in the first quarter of 2022 in comparison to last year.
Taking a look at your top headlines, the CDC director has endorsed a vote recommending the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. A panel of CDC advisors took the vote today. That means children who received their last dose at least 5 months earlier are eligible to receive booster doses immediately. Earlier, we asked UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Chin Hong to weigh in.
Kids also get sick. Sure, they don't go into the hospital in droves like adults do, but we can't necessarily predict which kid is going to do well and which kid won't beyond a few crude metrics.
The head of the FDA told House lawmakers today a shuttered baby formula factory could be up and running next week. The FDA chief was grilled today about the agency's response to warnings at the largest formula factory in the U.S. However, he said relief is on the way.
Within days, it will get better. But it will be a few weeks before we're back to normal. It would sure help if we had a larger number of people.
Yeah, not a celebration today. U.S. stocks fell deeper into the red. Markets failed to claw back from their worst day since June of 2020. The S&P is edging closer toward bear market territory, with the index down 19% from its all-time high on January 3rd. And the Dow shed 230 points just one day after it tumbled nearly 1,200 points, its worst trading day since June of 2020. And Ryan, more experts are starting to predict an economic downturn later on this year or even in early 2023.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. The markets are down. Fire danger is up. Bay Area fire crews on high alert. Dry brush and gusty winds creating conditions ripe for those wildfires. It looked very dry and windy in Concord today. This already, ComFire says they've seen a 25% increase in vegetation fires that they normally put out. And look at that sweet face. Oh. A dog that's captured the hearts of shelter workers, reaching a major milestone. This is Mel. She's a 7-year-old dog.
And she is supposed to be incredibly special. Mel has been at the Tony La Russa Animal Rescue Foundation in Walnut Creek for almost a year. As her birthday is approaching, the staff hopes she doesn't celebrate the milestone at the shelter.
We're working on her social skills a little bit and expanding her network of dog to dogs. So she does need to go to a dog savvy family that will take the time and invest with her to ensure her success.
ARF says an anonymous donor has already paid her adoption fee.
And her eyes just melt your heart. The animal shelter is also pledging to pay for all of Mel's non-urgent medical care for the rest of her life.
Oh, wow.
Her records are up to date. She's spayed, microchipped, and ready for a birthday celebration, but hopefully not at the shelter at her forever home.
I'm guessing she's going to get adopted tomorrow.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. She deserves it.
At least
it.
By this weekend, right?
She is a sweetheart. That would be one lucky family.
See you tonight.